Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 intermediate lesson on pulling an MN-style dub siren for pirate radio energy in drum and bass. This one's all about that classic tension sound that can instantly flip a section from nice loop to something's about to happen. In jungle and DNB, a dub siren is way more than a novelty effect. It can mark the end of an 8-bar phrase, hype a drop turn in, or cut through a breakdown like a warning light. We're going to build one from stock devices only, then shape it so it feels useful in a real track, not just cool and solo. First things first, set up a new MIDI track and name it Dub Siren FX. Keep the sound simple and single voice. This should behave like a mono lead, not a chord or pad. Load a basic synth-like analog or operator, then follow it with saturator, auto filter, echo or delay, reverb, and EQ8. If you want extra grime, you can also add drum bus later. Before you start designing the tone, put it into context. Loop up an amen break on another track, and if you have one, add a sub bass or res underneath. That matters, because sirens can sound massive when they're soloed and then fall apart once the drums and bass come in. We want the opposite, something that already knows how it's going to live in the mix. While you build, keep your levels conservative and leave some headroom on the siren track. Around minus 6 dB is a good place to think. Now let's build the core sound. If you're using analog, start with oscillator 1 set to saw or square. You can leave oscillator 2 off at first, or detune it very slightly if you want more thickness later. Keep the sub off for now. The siren needs to sit above the bass, not compete with it. Set the amp envelope with a fast attack, somewhere around 0 to 5 milliseconds, a decay in the 3 to 700 millisecond range, a low to medium sustain, and a release somewhere around 80 to 200 milliseconds. If you're using operator instead, keep it similarly simple. Use oscillator with a saw or squarish waveform, and avoid overcomplicating it. The goal is not to build the final character yet. The goal is to create a raw harmonic source that can later be pushed into pirate radio territory. The magic of a dub siren is really in the movement. So now shape the pitch into a sweep. You can do that with MIDI notes, pitch bend, or device pitch automation. The classic feeling comes from a repeating rise and fall that feels intentional, not random. Try starting on a lower note and jumping up by a perfect fourth or fifth, then dropping back down quickly. A great range to start with is something like D sharp 3 to G3, with a peak around 5 to 7 semitones above the root. Keep the phrase length around half a bar to 2 bars. If you want it to really wail, add a tiny bit of glide or portamento. Keep it subtle, maybe 30 to 80 milliseconds. Too little glide and it sounds stiff. Too much and it starts to lose that urgent siren character. The sweet spot is where it feels like the pitch is being pulled, but the rhythm still stays tight. Next comes filtering, and this is where the siren starts to feel like a proper effect instead of just a synth tone. Drop auto filter after the instrument. Start with a low pass filter, either 12 or 24 dB slope, and set the cutoff somewhere in the mid-range depending on how bright the synth is. Somewhere around 500 Hz to 2.5 kHz is a good starting zone. Add a bit of resonance, maybe 10 to 35%, and don't be afraid of a little drive if you want more edge. A really useful move here is to automate the cutoff so the siren opens as the sweep rises. Start a little more closed for a haunted, intro-like feel, then open it wider on the peak so the note really shouts. If you're building a rack, you can even map cutoff and resonance together so they move as a pair. That can create a sharper old-school jungle whoop when used with restraint. Now let's dirty it up. A pirate radio siren needs some grit. Use saturator or drum bus to roughen the tone, but don't obliterate it. In saturator, try a drive of about plus 3 to plus 8 dB, turn on soft clip if needed, and keep the wet amount somewhere around 40 to 70%. If you're using drum bus, use drive lightly to moderately and keep crunch in the 5 to 20% zone. Boom usually isn't necessary here unless you want a more chesty pulse, which is not really the classic siren vibe. The point is to make it feel like it's coming from a battered radio system, not a sterile synth patch, but you still want a clear center frequency, because this sound needs to survive in fast, busy DNB arrangements. If the siren starts getting painfully harsh around 2 to 5 kHz, use EQ8 to carve a narrow area instead of hacking away at the whole top end. Now add the space. In dub, delay is part of the identity. Echo is a great choice if you want that classic wobbling dub feel. Try a synced quarter note or 3/8 delay, with feedback around 20 to 45%. Filter the repeats so they sit behind the dry hit, and add a little modulation for movement. If you want something simpler, Ableton Delay works well too. Try eighth dotted or quarter note timing, feedback around 15 to 35%, and use low cut and high cut so the repeats don't clutter the mix. After that, add reverb. Keep the decay somewhere around 1.2 to 3.5 seconds, depending on whether you want a tighter or more atmospheric feel. Use a pre-delay of about 10 to 30 milliseconds so the siren stays defined before the wash blooms. Also, make sure the low end is filtered out of the reverb, because the last thing you want in a DNB mix is low-frequency smear from an FX sound. Now we clean it up with EQ8 at the end of the chain. High pass somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz so it stays out of the subzone. If the siren is painfully sharp, make a small cut around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. And if it needs a little more air, you can add a gentle shelf up top, but be careful. In this style, too much brightness turns the siren from menacing into tiring pretty fast. This is also the point where mono discipline matters. If your delay or reverb is making the siren super wide, check it with utility and reduce the width, or at least keep the dry core centered while the effects spread around it. That keeps the drums, kick, and sub stable underneath. In DNB, the siren can be wild, but the low end has to stay locked. Now think like an arranger, not just a sound designer. Place the siren where it actually tells the track something. Great spots include the end of an 8-bar phrase, the first bar of a breakdown, right before a drop, or as a call and response with snare fills and bass hits. For example, you might run 8 bars of amen and bass groove, then throw the siren on beat 4 of bar 8 with a delay tail. Then in the breakdown, let it open up a little more, and when the drop returns, use a shorter, tighter siren stab so it punches instead of washing out the groove. Automation is where this really comes alive. Open the filter cutoff over the phrase. Raise the delay feedback only on the final note. Push the reverb up for one dramatic hit, then pull it back. Shorten the release when you want the sound to stop smearing into the next drum fill. This kind of movement makes the siren feel like a structural tool in the arrangement, not just an inserted effect. Once you've got a version you like, resample it. That's a very useful DNB workflow. Print a dry pass, a wet pass, and maybe one with extra filter movement. Then chop those recordings into short stabs, tail-only bits, and reversed lead-ins. Resampling gives you more of that raw jungle editing feel, and it also lets you make transitions faster. A reversed siren tail under a snare fill or crash can make a section switch feel much bigger without adding more notes. If you want to take this further, save the whole thing as an instrument rack with macros for the most important controls. Put pitch sweep depth, filter cutoff, resonance, saturation drive, delay feedback, reverb amount, and output level on macros. That way you can quickly build different versions for different parts of a tune. You can make a clean call, a wet breakdown wail, and a dirty drop weapon without rebuilding the whole sound from scratch. A couple of things to watch out for. Don't make the siren too wide. Keep the dry core centered and let the effects create space around it. Don't let it fight the snare or hats. If the snare crack gets buried, move the siren higher, shorten it, or carve a bit more around the harsh mids. And don't overdo long reverb in full sections, because it can flatten the energy. Save the bigger tails for breakdowns and phrase transitions. One more pro move. Always test it against the drums, not just in solo. A siren that sounds huge by itself might vanish in a dense break. On the flip side, a version that sounds almost a little small in solo can sit perfectly in the mix and hit much harder musically. Think in phrases, keep one stable timbral anchor in the sound, and use contrast to make it land. The bars before the siren should be relatively dry if you want the effect to feel powerful. For practice, try building three versions. Make one dry short hit, one wet breakdown wail, and one dirty short stab. Place them across a 16-bar DNB loop. Use the dry one at the end of bar 8, the wet one in the breakdown, and the dirty one right before the drop returns. Resample one of them, reverse a tail, and check the whole thing in mono once before you finish. So the big idea here is simple. A dub siren in DNB is not just an alarm sound. It's a phrase marker, a tension builder, and a bit of pirate radio identity packed into one playable FX element. Build it from a simple source, shape the pitch sweep musically, keep it mid-range focused, add grit and space with stock Ableton devices, and then place it where the arrangement needs a lift. Do that, and you've got a weapon that can work in amen jungle, darker rollers, halftime drops, and beyond. Now let's move on and hear how the siren behaves in context.